Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Set to be unveiled later this month.
They're working together in a collaborative effort with all of the various different municipal agencies that are working here. When you see that in other pockets around the state, you see the same results. You see great success.
But the safe.
So that was incoming Governor Mike Kehoe, who will be sworn in on the 13th day of this month. And he's talking about a statewide crime plan and some other issues like that. He's also just filled out his cabinet, it looks like. He's named some key appointments. We've got to former Missouri Senator John Lamping on the phone, as we do each Tuesday morning. John, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mark and Kim. Nice to be with you. Our road conditions out here, I don't know how the roads are in St. Charles County because I can't get off of my farm. My driveway is about two-thirds of a mile, and it's hilly, and we can't get up and down. So I've got a daughter who's traveling tomorrow. We're going to have to walk her up to the main roads, about a mile walk, and have my son take her to the airport.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. You need to get Joe Brazel out there with his snowplow to clear it for you.
That's right.
We'll get him on that for you. Yeah, it's a mess. I mean, parts of the highway are okay in St. Charles County, but a lot of the side roads are absolutely still a mess. Well, listen, you know, you heard Kehoe there. Obviously, this week he just announced the appointment of several people who are going to serve on his staff there at the governor's office. What's your take on him? John, you've looked at the list, haven't you?
Yeah, sure, of course. So the interesting thing, when you first go to Jefferson City, if you've not been there before for any long period of time, you come to understand that there's a perspective of the state that's very, very different than the perspective of the state from St. Louis County, St. Charles County, Jefferson County, from this side of the state. It's you know, Columbia and Jefferson City is the television market. It's mid-Missouri. It's about 400,000 people. They have all the local affiliates there. They have the journalism school there. But there, so there's a perspective that's very specific to mid-Missouri that's unlike the perspective of I spent 10 years in and out of Kansas City and then grew up here. And Mike Kehoe is a creature of that market. Mike, 40 years ago, moved his family, started his family in Jefferson City as a car dealer, a very successful car dealer. And in Jefferson City, the number one business is state government. And so coming in as governor, I mean, when we look to the cabinet appointments that Mike was making, I expected it to be very Jefferson City, mid-Missouri centric, but it couldn't be more so. I think there's 11 big cabinet positions, and almost half of them are just carryovers from the Parson administration. So these are all people that have been in and around Jefferson City for a long time. And the rest of his cabinet are all Jefferson City insiders, long-timers. Kurt Schaefer, who ran against Bob Onder this time around, ran for attorney general years ago and has been a lobbyist. He was appointed to a cabinet position. So it's very and most of these people have been either in the Parson administration or in even the Blunt administration. And it's very unusual for a governor to have it be so capital city centric. when you become governor, you have the opportunity to hire from all across the country.
Yeah.
When Greitens was governor, he interviewed people from all across the country, brought in people with different ideas. So this is going to be all very specific to Jefferson City.
Yeah, all people who, I don't know, would you call it part of the swamp or part of the, I mean, just part of the establishment?
It's part of, when I say mid-Missouri, that's the swamp, that's the establishment, it's just a way of doing business that has been established over generations, and there's nobody there that's a change agent. Mike's not a change agent. If anything, what people are trying to do is influence his opinions to include things such as eliminating the income tax that aren't necessarily the first thing he'd want to do, and he might make the case that he'll be able to hit the ground running, which is true. He's not bringing in new people. And that if he's in order to get big things done, he needs to corral all the people in the swamp, and he needs to have people that know how the whole system works. And so that remains to be seen. We're going to be watching him very closely and hopeful that I guess January 28th is the state of the state. Hopefully he makes a top priority some of these big changes. But there are some, I think, that would look at this and say it's unfortunate that he didn't bring in at least somebody from some other part of the country whose perspective might be different than this tiny little mid-Missouri market perspective.
I know one of the first things on the agenda when lawmakers go back tomorrow will be picking a Speaker of the House. You know, just over 24 hours out, what kind of a chance do you think Justin Sparks has at this point?
Very slim odds. The process of selecting a Speaker is one that the lobbyists take very seriously, and it begins the minute a freshman class comes on board. And, you know, so it's not just the fact that a speaker may have a good personality or not. It's a lot to overcome what the lobbyists want done. I mean, someone like Tim Jones might have been the exception to the rule, and that Tim was more of an ideologically based person that lobbyists didn't necessarily like him. But I think it might be a little bit too late for someone to upset the plans of lobbyists that are, you know, 6 years in the making.
So what do you know about John Patterson?
I know all about his I actually had a conversation with Tim Jones specifically about him not so long ago. And I know all about how he ascended to the office. I know his voting record is horrible. He votes as a moderate. And it's one of these things where we're hopeful that we can just kind of survive his 2 years in office. That's the good thing. You know, he started his career very strong and was someone who was easily attracted admirers at first. But then as time went on, how he voted was an issue. And it's just one of those things where with personality and with the help, what happens is the lobbyists lobby the other lawmakers on behalf of candidates.
Wow.
And that successfully happened with him. And you know, it would be really fun and exciting to see him not ascend to the office. But, you know, my gut tells me that this is kind of a fait accompli.
Mm-hmm. You think they'll pass a joint resolution to put some A3 version back on the ballot that might correct Amendment 3?
We'll see. I think that it really is a function of just how soon can you get back on the ballot. And,
yeah.
And you know, it's interesting because I hear a lot of people advocating for changes to, you know, the IP process. And, you know, I remind them that, you know, if we're going to ever overturn Amendment 3, we're going to get above 55 or 60 is going to be very difficult. We kind of need the 50+1 to get back. But, you know, it remains to be seen what the supporters of the pro-life supporters and all the money that will have to be raised, if where they want to go. They're the ones that have to pay for the effort. Of course, we'd love to do everything we can to change it. I've shared with you many times, I think that the issue is simply, it's going to be baby steps, but the first step should be a ballot initiative that defines an unborn child as a person. And I think there's a bill or two. I think Mike Moon has a bill like that. There's a few bills like that down there, but I think it remains unclear as to exactly what idea we're going to coalesce around. The other thing, too, I remind you is it's a 2 year. It won't be voted on for 2 years, and so it's actually in the best interest of our side to wait to the very end of next session, because then the opponents won't know exactly what they're fighting against.
Yep, it's good advice. All right, John, good luck getting out of your driveway today.
Yeah, and good luck getting down to Jefferson City. That'll be quite the tale you guys have to tell. Who knows how those roads... Well, maybe it's just all Sam Page. Maybe it's just once you get out of San Luis County, it would be a clean shot.
It very well could be. That could be the problem. We'll talk soon, John. Thanks.
Take care.
Yep, I appreciate that. Yeah, that should be interesting, Carl. Carl is leaving soon after the show ends this morning.
Because I have to go to the Capitol to test our signal.
Yes.
Hopefully you get a nap in once you drive to Jefferson City.
That's the plan.
I'll get down there a little later, just in time for happy hour. Right, Carl?
After I wake up, you guys, you and I will go to that place that we found last year.
We hope.
Which is what? Is it like a hole in the wall?
It's a restaurant that has their own bourbon.
Yes. Well,
and it was fine last year.
I can't remember the name of it. It's within sight of the Capitol.
It's by the hotel that we're not staying.
Yeah, exactly. We'll have to drive over there, Uber over maybe, for sure. All right, but we'll be live there tomorrow with the show from Jeff City. It's always beautiful down. It's always cold. Carl reminded me. We'll be right there in the middle of the Capitol building on the second floor in the rotunda. And, I mean, for obvious reasons, heating that area is difficult at best, and that building is old.
And it's the first day, so they haven't had the heat on since, you know, November.
And it's going to be 6, so it'll be a bit chilly. My guess is in the morning, we're going to have to bundle up in the morning, Carl, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Have to wear the wool jacket tomorrow.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But these days, it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made, and from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. It's crafted with timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, which means this hoodie can withstand any outing or adventure. It'll be your new favorite hoodie, and you can depend on it for years to come. Plus, buying from American Giant means supporting local communities of farmers, manufacturers, and more. This season, snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.